Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Elu Mutar Bachila, these are the things that are Mutar Bachila from a guy. Cholov Shechalov Goy Yisrael Re'eyu. If a guy milks a cow and Yisrael is watching him, so that's the classic Cholov Yisrael, so that's Mutar. We're not afraid that he mixed in non-kosher milk. Hadvash and honey, because we're not afraid to mix in non-kosher things, because that would just ruin the honey, and also honey normally is not cooked, it's eaten just the way it is, so there's no problem of cooking the honey. The Hadav Devoniyos Afapishem and not Fais. And these are clusters of grapes, even though they're dripping with liquid. Again, we're not afraid that those were used for Yayin Nesach because they're still in their grape form. Also, Ein Behem Yishum Hechsher Mashke. Also, the liquids do not become Hechsher Mashke. They don't prepare them for Tumah, because the only things that are good for the fruit we say are Hechsher for Tumah. But these liquid, they actually are not happy about having the liquid drip from them. So therefore, they're not considered to be hechsher for tuma. Ukvashin she'ein dark unless it's a sechin yayim chaim. It's things that are pickled, but there isn't the normal way to include to put in it also wine or vinegar. So again, there's no fear of yayin nesach. V'tarah she'ein a trufa, and the fish that's the tarted fish that's not minced. So again, you can see them clearly, and you can see if there were any other non kosher fish included. Also, the fish brine, if it has fish inside it, and again, if it has fish inside it, that's usually a sign that the fish brine itself is kosher. And these are leaves of the chiltis plant. Before, we talked about the actual grains of the asaftia, the chiltis plant, but these are the leaves, and the leaves which are not chopped up, so therefore there's no problem of having the spice transfer to the leaves. V'zeisim guluska'ais. Also, these are olives that are soaked in round loaves to make them soft. We're not afraid that they sprinkled wine on those, so therefore it's Motir Rabbi Yisimer, Hashluchin, Asur. Rabbi Yisimer says if they're very soft olives, then we are afraid that they did sprinkle it with wine, and therefore it is Asur. And the sign that the olives are soft is if you pick it up and the pit falls out. Hachagavim Abayim min Haslula Asurin. If there are locusts, which have signs that they're kosher, if they come from a small basket, then they are usher, because we're afraid that he sprinkled wine on it to have it easier to sell. However, min hefsek, but if it's from the storeroom in the back, mutter, then it's mutter, because there we're not afraid that he put wine, because once you put wine, it starts to spoil. So if it's in the front of the store, in a small basket, we're afraid he put wine, and now he's trying to sell it. But if it's in the back of the store, we're not afraid he put wine on it, and therefore it's mutter. V'chein l'truma, same thing by truma. If a kohen is selling in the front of a store, we're afraid that that may be truma that he's selling, because normally truma is less expensive than chulin. But if it's in the back of a store, we're not afraid that he's selling truma from the back of the store. And the reason is, if it's in front of the store and they find that he's selling truma, then the chalom will just say, you can't buy from the front of a store. But if they find that he was selling truma from the storeroom, they'll invalidate his entire merchandise, and he doesn't want to do that, so things you buy from the storeroom, that's okay. Similar, same thing with the guy. If it's in front of the store, it's usher, because we're afraid he put the wine on it. And if it's from the back of the store, we're not afraid he put wine on it, so therefore it's mutter. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going to talk about idols and different figures that they would use for their actual avodah zarah. And when are those things usher, and all the various halachas. Kol hatzlamim asurim. Any image is usur, ripnesha hei nevde nevadin pamachas b'shana, because they were used for idol worship once a year. And since images, graven images and figures were used for worship, they're usur, even they're usur. And we'll see what that means. Divrei Meir, Chacham Meirim, ein usur, Chacham say, look, the general rule is most figures and figurines are used for decoration. They're not used for avodah zarah. So therefore, there is no usur in these figurines. And when we talk about Asr, that's Isr Hana. Ella kol sheyesh b'yodei makel, if it has some sort of stick in it, a tzipar, or a bird, a kadur, or an orb, those are signs that they were used for avodah zarah, and in those cases, they are Asr. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, kol sheyesh b'yodei kol davar. Anything in the hand is Asr, because that's a symbol that was used for avodah zarah. There was also, the Gemara explains that these are only in the city, but if they were in the villages, people didn't normally just make things in the villages for decoration. So we had to assume that any graven image would be used for avodah zarah. So only in the city where they had decorative figures, then it depends if they're holding something in their hand, a stick or a bird or an orb. These things are signs of avodah zarah. Otherwise, it is mutter.